Hey, everybody, welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Bermanology. Today, we are talking to Ohio State 2022 running back commitment, Dallin Hayden, the four-star tailback from Tennessee. Dallin made his first ever game day visit to Ohio State as the Buckeyes hosted Penn State over the weekend. And we're going to talk to him about that, his relationship with the current group of Ohio State verbals, and the always entertaining relationship with Tony Alford. So let's get to it. As promised, Dallin Hayden is here. Dallin, 2022 Ohio State tailback commitment. Let's just dive in, man, because, you know, you committed to Ohio State before the dead period, or sorry, after the dead period ended, after you made your official visit to Ohio State and Notre Dame and in the summer. You haven't had a chance, though, to actually get to a game at Ohio State until this past weekend when the Buckeyes played Penn State. I took a picture of you walking down the tunnel and, like, the face you had on when you walked out the tunnel for the first time and saw the place and the crowd was pretty awesome. What was your feeling like in that moment?
You know, it was my first time at the Shoe, like, game day experience. You know, I didn't really know what to expect, you know, but it was pretty impressive. I thought it's definitely the best Big Ten atmosphere, like, out of the places I've been to.
You know, as you get there, Dallin, and you're one of 13 commitments that are there visiting that day, first real opportunity for you to hang out with those other guys because you didn't take your official visit on the June 4th weekend. You waited a few weeks later. What was it like just to get around the group of dudes that you've spent a lot of time talking to in the last few months but hadn't really ever met?
It was just awesome, you know. Got to meet a lot of them and felt like I fit in perfectly fine. And they're really good guys, so, and I feel like we had a good class.
Yeah, as you watch that game unfold and you watch a tailback get the opportunity, a young tailback get the opportunity that Travion Henderson had at Ohio State and has at Ohio State, and you see the physical abuse that he's taken during that game, I mean, how does it help mentally prepare you for what you need to do to get yourself ready for that same opportunity next year?
Just shows that, like, I gotta, like, be willing to, like, you know, sacrifice my body, move full speed at all time, and just keep taking what's there, because eventually, as you saw in the Penn State game, long runs are gonna happen. You just gotta stick to the process.
You think it's weird that you, like, Travion never got a chance to visit Ohio State when he committed and before he signed because of the pandemic, so you actually have a one-up on him as you head into your time. You know, what was it like just for you to get back around Coach Alford and the coaching staff there on a game day so you can kind of get a sense of what they're going through and how they operationally, how they deal with things in a game experience? Because obviously that's different than a June official visit.
Oh, I mean, they were just the same people, you know, that I met, like, that I've been talking to the whole time they've been recruiting me. The whole time I was on my official visit, just felt like I was at home. So,
you know, you've been the running back guy that Tony Alford's gone kind of all in on from the start here, at least since February or so, when you guys really started growing that relationship. How important has that been in just making sure that you continue to feel at home, even though you haven't had a chance to get up and visit very often?
Just, you know, stay in contact with the coaches, watch the games. I watched every game and try to just, like, see when I can get up there during my free time.
How's your season been going? I know that you're still doing the touchdowns for literacy down there at Christian Brothers in Memphis. And, you know, can you update people on what that charity has been like and what you're doing it for and what type of success you've had this season?
Yeah, so I'm doing a touchdowns for literacy. Cause growing up, like, I had, like, problems, like, with reading comprehension. My parents were able to give me help, like, resources to help me with that. So, like, just felt like it was just meant for me to give back to the city of Memphis, because a lot of people, like, go through the same stuff and, like, they don't really have enough resources to help them. So that's where I kind of come in. and help.
How's that gone this season? What type of impact have you made?
I think it's going pretty good. You know, I haven't really checked like how much money I've made, but like for every touchdown I make, a certain amount of money is raised. So the more touchdowns I get, the more money is made.
How has the senior season gone for you? I mean, has it been what you expected? Has it been what you wanted?
Yeah, you know, it's been pretty good, you know. Feel like I've grown from last year to this year. And, it's been pretty good.
For you, you know, speaking of growing, when I saw you, you looked a little bigger. You looked a little more muscular. Did you get a chance to sit down with Mick Marotti and the coaches at Ohio State, and have they given you any sort of feedback on what they want for you from you when you get to campus?
No, Coach Day just told me that he'll, once I sign, like Coach Mick will send me a workout plan and like just stay up to date with that. So,
have you had a chance to talk to the dudes there about like what it really takes to be physically ready, and what kind of feedback have you gotten from some of the guys at Ohio State, Evan Pryor, Trey Henderson, these younger guys?
They just tell me, you know, just be willing to work. You know, you're going to have tough days. It's not easy. And as long as you're willing to put in the work, good things will happen.
I mean, you certainly don't expect it to be easy, right?
No, sir, I don't.
As you watch that offense, Dallin, like, how exciting is it just as a young offensive player to see the way that the Buckeyes use the running back in their offense? I think a lot of people look at Ryan Day's offense and think it's just quarterback pass happy, but obviously the running backs are a huge part of it.
No, I love the way they use their backs. You know, they use them in the run game. They'll throw little checkdowns to them. And they give running backs pretty good run lanes due to the fact that their receiver core is so good. So kind of have to respect them, and it kind of opens up the run.
What was just for you about getting back to Columbus this weekend? You know, the last time you were there was the official visit. The time before that, you weren't even allowed to meet with coaches. What kind of difference did this past weekend's visit make for you as far as just your comfort level overall in the city?
I mean, it just made me feel like at home, felt like I made the right decision, because that was my first time ever being up there for a game. And I felt like I picked the right one, and just felt like, yeah, this is where I need to be.
Do cool uniforms matter? Be honest.
No, not really.
But they looked cool. The all scarlet was pretty dope.
Yes, sir.
How is your personal recruiting efforts going? I know you guys have a very unique class, Dallin. You've got some guys like CJ who are very, very talkative and all over the place on social media. You've got guys like yourself and Gabe Powers and who are a little more under the radar, a little more low key. Do you find yourself out there talking to people and still trying to work on behalf of this recruiting class?
Yeah, you know, I don't. Not as big as a tweeter as like CJ Hicks. I'm kind of more low key. But yeah, no, I try to get some people to join our class. Mainly some linemen, to be honest.
Well, this past weekend you got to meet three of them, in George Fitzpatrick, Integra Shibola, and Avery Henry, the latest commit. Carson Hinsman from Wisconsin was there, Ernest Green. Now, how do you as a running back affect that? I mean, how do you get a chance to give them some love?
Just tell them that I'm gonna need some blocking for 4 years, and that could be a part of this brotherhood.
Yeah, is that? I don't know how to say this. You know, there's always those cliches right around the words like brotherhood. Do you feel that when you're on a camp, when you're on visit like that with Ohio State, with all those commits, you feel that passion?
Yes, sir. I do. I feel like everyone's close in this class, and they're like, this class can do very big things.
You had the number one ranked player in the country in this recruiting class, and Quinn Ewers, and he's obviously now already on campus at Ohio State. Did you get a chance to link up with Quinn at all and talk to him about his experience?
Yeah, I talked to Quinn a lot, actually, after the game. First time ever meeting him, and yeah, we talked for a minute.
Obviously, he's had a very different freshman year than a lot of freshmen do because, in essence, it's not even a true freshman year. I mean, was he able to give you some good feedback on his experience?
Yeah, he said he's enjoying it so far, you know, enjoys the work. And he said he just can't wait to be, like, with our class.
And like, he didn't try to sell you on. He didn't try to sell you any kombucha or anything like that, did he? No tea.
No sir.
How's the name, image, and likeness stuff for you as you start to look at it? Obviously, you've seen what happened with Trey Henderson this year, and as a true freshman tailback, and now all of a sudden he's, you know, a big fish on the Ohio State campus, getting all this opportunity from name, image, and likeness. Have you and your dad started to look into that and try to understand what is in front of you?
Not really, you know. NIL stuff's great, but at the end of the day, like, gotta make some plays, like, to get opportunities to, like, experience that. So, no, not really.
Well, I mean, those opportunities will come. That's the way it works, right? It's actually interesting to me because I talk to a lot of you kids, and most of you seem to have a pretty good handle on the fact that the opportunities are going to come once you actually make plays, because that's mm-hmm. when people really want to have you endorse their brand. Let's step outside the box, Dallin. If Dallin Hayden is on campus at Ohio State and he's blowing up, what's the company that you want to call you and say, hey, Dallin, we'd like you to represent us?
Some car dealerships.
what's okay, I'm going to go down this road. Compare your running style to a car. What is the one who, what type of car is Dallin Hayden?
I'd say a Hellcat or a Camaro.
Okay. So, I mean, those are pretty fast, compact, powerful, fast, nimble. Those are all good things for a tailback, right?
Exactly.
One thing I wanted to ask you about. So as I was watching that game, I'm on the field there taking photos, and after Ohio State got stopped on a 3rd-and-1 play and had to kick a field goal in the fourth quarter. And tell me if you saw this. If you didn't, just you can think I'm making it up. So it's a big tense moment in the game, right? And Travion Henderson is running off the field and Tony Alford runs over to him. And I don't know what was said, but they were clearly joking around. And Trey was like chasing him on. Did you see this happen?
Yes, sir.
when you see that sort of like looseness and that sort of, I guess, just relaxed vibe, is that why you choose Ohio State? Because I've never seen anything like that in my life. I've been on the sideline for 10 straight years at Ohio State, and I've never seen that sort of vibe before. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it easy to sense that sort of looseness?
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody on that staff has an ego. Like, them to be such a, like, a top program, I don't really sense, like, any egos or, like, any coaches being uptight. Just seem like they're all chill and comfortable.
It was so unique, man, watching that. But, like, you sense that when you talk to them off the field as well, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, look, I didn't want to keep you long, and I'm always talkative. The people on the YouTube channel, Dallin, are always like, damn it, Berm, why do you keep talking? Let the kid talk. and I want to say, you know, the kids aren't always as comfortable talking as I am. But as you look in these next 6 weeks till signing day, how ready are you for this just to be over?
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I mean, I'm ready for it to be over, you know. So I can get focused and, like, ready and prepared for OSU.
Are you able to enroll early? Is that in the cards for you? I know a lot of the private schools don't allow that.
Yeah, no, I can't, unfortunately. But, like, Coach Alford and Coach Day, they just told me to get, like, a plan together. Like, do Zooms with Coach Alford, get my workouts from Coach Mick. And, like, they just said prepare. Which I was going to do anyway.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, I mean, it's still important to finish out high school life and play baseball if you want to, go to prom if you want to, you know, those type of things that a lot of guys have given up, and I'm sure that you will never regret that decision, so exactly. It's worth it. All right, man, I'm going to let you get out of here on that note because, again, I'm talking too much. So that's Dallin Hayden. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Road. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll see you next week.